The mostly female African troupe Tartite was formed in the 90s to play the European folk circuit. Our music critic Robert Christgau says these days they are louder and faster and better.
The world's billion-plus Muslims have created an enormous variety of music the Judeo-Christian world continues to ignore, from the Sufi ecstasies of Qawwali to the West African Wolof rhythms that fed into blues. For me, some Islamic styles, from Indonesia, for instance, are indigestible. But a strain that's gotten the spicing right recently is one of the eeriest, the Saharan strain. That's Tartite keeping time on a snatch of 2003's Festival in the Desert sampler that, with its drums and outcries and heavy breathing, fairly represents a track that sticks with you. But earlier, in 2000, Tartite put out an album of chants and griot songs called Ichachila that, to my ears, was much too arid. Tartite Tuaregs, Saharan nomads. The best-known Tuaregs are the mostly male musical collective Tanarawen, which has gained a worldwide reputation by honing its membership, tending its beats, and fortifying its guitar sound. And now Tartite, too, has muscled up. Difference some well-placed guitar can make. And that bassist, a young Tuareg named Nasser, is the secret weapon of two tracks. Afel Bakum takes lead vocals and guitar on another. I've read a little about the Tuaregs. I know they ended a 30-year rebellion against the Malian government about a decade ago. I know they maintain a modicum of gender equality. I know that a magnificent Saharan singer named Mariam Hassan was permitted to divorce her husband and pursue her music, which he disapproved of. That's not much, but the comfort level I achieve enjoying Tartite's music for its formal qualities prepares the way for deeper understanding. The process is de-exoticizing, not exoticizing. This song, Charguba, does nothing more than celebrate the wealth and cattle of two prominent men. But there's a life and confidence in these women's praise that wasn't there back in 2000. That's the musical effect of muscling up. But it's also the cultural effect of their autonomy as musicians. Forgive me for believing, or hoping, that that means we've all progressed a little bit.
Our reviewer, Robert Christgau, is a contributing editor for Rolling Stone magazine. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.